from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Kedoshim, Just Like Him, capital H. We know that the Parashat Kedoshim says over and again, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I'm holy, Ani Hashem Elokechem. Leave the corners of the field to the poor. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Don't stand idly by the blood of your neighbor. I am Hashem. Most famously, love your neighbor as yourself. We often forget the end of the pasuk. Ani Hashem. Over and again, the parsha says Ani Hashem. Classically, Rashi says that means that I am God. I have the ability, the Bali Echolet, I have the ability to give reward and to punish for those who don't follow these various laws. The Sforno has an approach which is consistent with his entire approach throughout the all of Humash. And he says as follows. Firstly, it says, Kadoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Be holy because I am holy. So he says that after all, the whole purpose of creation of the man, of the human being, was not that let us make man in our image. So now we say, well, what does that mean? So you say, well, we don't really know. We need the rabbis to tell us that walking in God's ways means to be similar to God and to, as the Gemara says, and so to Yudalid that we should be kind like God is kind. You don't need that really. It's right here. He says, because I am holy and it's proper that you should be similar to me with your intellect and with your deed. So when we say that what? You should love your neighbor as yourself. I am God. It's saying, don't you want to walk in the ways of God? You should love your neighbor as yourself because I love God. Ahavti etchem, Marshem. It says in the prophets, God loved us. Ne'avad Hashem etchem. It says in Parashat V'chanan that God loves you. So that our love of God, for instance, is because God loves us too. Loves each human being. We take La'aniv la'gerut ha'zavotam, that we should leave this the poor. Ani Hashem. So the idea of Tzelem Elokim, the idea that we're created in the image of God, which appears to be this mammoth idea at the beginning of the Torah, that we're a human being is somehow in the image of God. What does that mean? Obviously, it's not physical. We don't believe in a physical God. What does it possibly mean? Says the Sforno, if you look in many places in the Sforno throughout Humash, he says the idea continues to be relevant. And here in Parashat Kedoshim, such a central and parsha, which Rabbi Akiva said contains the Klal Gadol Torah, the parsha which had to gather all the Jews together, because after all, Rov Gufei Torah, Tluyim Ba, as Rashi says, most of the body of the Torah is dependent on this parsha. It always says, Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am God. And what does that mean? All the things I'm asking you to do, I'm not asking you to do something I wouldn't do. I'm asking you to do something that I do. I'm asking you to do something that's a fulfillment of your Tzelem Elokim, of your image of God, to be like God. When we do various mitzvot, we should remember that we are ultimately fulfilling this notion of walking in God's ways. But walking in God's ways is not just a separate mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to walk in God's ways. There's a prime directive, there's a prime understanding of what a human being is, that we are in Tzelem Elokim, that we're in the image of God, and therefore it flows from there that we should do things that God likes and that they're similar to God. Of course, every mitzvah is something that God likes, and that Ritzoneinu Latzor Ritzonecha, it is our desire to do God's desire. That's the ultimate coming together, as Rabbi Soloveitchik says in the book Uvikashta Misham. The ultimate seeking of God is that you make God's desire your desire. What does that mean? Since you're in the Tzelem Elokim, since you're created in the image of God, isn't it appropriate that you do the things that God wants you to do? And that's called Torah and mitzvot. Torah and the mitzvot are just a way, a way, a path that we can be like God, that we can do the things that God wants us to do because we are in the image of God. We are, you could call it children of God. Children have that DNA. You could call it servants of God. We're here to serve as God was, God wishes. It's the Tzelem Elokim. It's an idea that's not just some verse in Genesis and then it kind of sort of goes away. It's a verse. It's a concept that guides our very behavior. It guides underlies every mitzvah. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am God. Do God's will. Do like God would do. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Most significantly, when we say you should love your neighbor as yourself, Ani Hashem. You should love your neighbor as yourself. Because God cares about others. God is not about himself. It's not about grandizing himself, bringing sacrifices to himself. God is about the aniv lager. He's about the widow and the orphan, helping others, helping us. That's God's purpose, so to speak, if we can speak of that, is to give. Tov meitiv, his very nature, he's always giving. Every breath we take, God is giving. Every aspect of this world around us, it's something that God gave. And therefore, we have to be givers as well. Ani Hashem, it's a mandate. It's a mandate to live in the image of God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.